who are here today, come on up to the front, and you guys can kind of just line up on the stage. And as they're coming up, we're going to have an opportunity for a few of them to share. There were 20 of us who went, so we don't have a chance for everyone to tell stories this morning, but a few of them have are going to share just a few of the stories. But we want to invite you guys into a process. So part of what we did every single day is we would go out, we would work in different neighborhoods with different organizations, and then in the evenings, we would take time to share our own testimonies with each other, to pray for each other, but also to ask, where did we see God at work today? And we would share all sorts of stories about where we saw God at work in the people that we met, in the things that we've done, in the stories that we heard about people working in Detroit. As we were kind of seeing how other people saw God at work, it helped us to see God a little bit more clearly. And so we want to invite you guys into that and share a few stories of where our students and leaders have seen God at work through that trip. So who wants to go first? All right, thank you.
So, hello? I can't
tell. Did the green light turn on?
There's a green light.
Yeah, you should be good.
All right, so my name's Curtis, and the thing that I really enjoyed and like saw God at work most throughout the trip is when on our first day when we were at Arts and Scraps, and after a long day of what we were working on, like cutting out like little squares of fabric and like taking lint off. If you think about it, we weren't doing the most exciting and engaging tasks, but it still felt like we were having an amazing time. We were connecting as a team, and even though it was like it, you could think about it as mindless work, it never felt like that. But the most rewarding part was at the end when one of the staff there, he came up to us and at the end was like, well, you guys got about a 2,000. And we were all confused, like, what? 2,000 what? And he said, 2,000 smiles. After all the work that you did, you're going to make 2,000 kids smile. And that we all thought that that was just such a cool thing and a cool way to look at what we were doing. And we kind of applied that for the rest of our work when we were working there. Like, whether we were at the NOAA project, the Michigan Urban Farming, or when we were working with Rippling Hope, we instead of thinking about what we were doing, it became how we were helping others and creating smiles in the community of Detroit.
I guess I'm next. Okay, I'm Nathan, and one of the places where I really saw God this week was on the Wednesday when we were at the NOAA Project. So the NOAA Project is a place which provides one bagged lunch meal per day to everyone that's unfortunate in the community and underprivileged. And one of the places where I really saw him work was just the sense of community that they built there. So for the people there, it was not something that they would see every day where they're on the streets and they just pass by people they see and they build these friendships and relationships. And I just thought that it was really cool that they had a place where they could come and they could be part of something and they could be part of a community and they could make friends. I saw countless people walk in and they would have a handshake with someone there or one of the staff members. And I just thought it was really beautiful to see God working in that way and just providing something so simple to them that they might not have. So that was someplace where I really saw God.
Are you third?
Where's Lily? Yeah.
I'm Lily. One of the ways I really saw God at work throughout the week was not only through the initiatives as a group that we were a part of, but the staff behind those initiatives, so the staff that were a part of the NOAA Project, the staff that were a part of Rippling Hope and Michigan Urban Farming, those people and the year-round volunteers that like live in Detroit, I really, really saw God work through them, and just God's work was really, really prevalent to me through their passion for Detroit and how much they love the city and how much they care for it. That was really prevalent to me. More specifically, every night, Motown Mission would bring in a guest speaker to speak to us at our church with us and the other group that was there. And each speaker had a history with Detroit, and each one of them serves year-round in Detroit. And every single speaker, as I just said, they care so much about Detroit. And you can tell through their different volunteer initiatives that they just have all the same hope of making Detroit a better place to live in. And I definitely saw God work through each one of them.
All right, so I'm Alicia. I had the privilege of being one of the leaders on this trip. I actually had a very difficult time coming up with one memory. So I've kind of broken it down into three general categories. In general, I saw God working through the connections that were built through our youth. The first one was kind of the youth with the youth. Being able to see, before we went on this trip, like, they were friends, like they were sure they were acquaintances. But when we got there, the connections they were able to build with each other, the support and sensitivity you get to see develop over the week, the conversations that they had with each other, and just like those relationships that were developed over that week was something really beautiful to see. The second one was that between the youth and actually the other group that we were sharing the accommodations with. So at Calvary United Methodist Church, we were sharing that space with another group, a group of university students from St. Xavier in Chicago. And the interesting thing was that group, none of them knew each other. They're all from the same school, but none of them were from the same program. So they're getting to know us as much as we were getting to know them. And I remember the very first day, after we'd gone through like roles and responsibilities, some of the students had automatically just went over to the other group and just started striking a conversation with them, getting to know them, like asking their name, their programs, like how they got there. And then by the end of the evening, like some of the students were inviting them to play a game of sardines with us around the church. It was really cool to see that kind of instant connection, and then seeing that connection build throughout the week. It wasn't just a one-time thing. It was something they continued to do. And the last one was the connection between the youth and those that we were serving. I saw this especially at the Noah Project on the Wednesday. One moment that really stuck out to me was when we were serving behind the counter, serving the bag lunches and the drinks and everything. At one point in time, one of the young men came up and asked if anyone had any extra earbuds that they could borrow. And one of our students, Chloe, who is serving, like without any hesitation, she said, "Oh yeah, I have some extras. Like, want me to go get them?" Grabs them from the back room, comes up, and she's like, "Here, like you can have them. Like, you can keep them." And just like the shock on his face, like you're actually letting me have these. Like, didn't have to say, but he was like, so you could see the joy and the happiness. Like this person is giving me these to keep without anything like in return. And seeing that was such a beautiful connection that was just developed over that selflessness.
Thank you guys for sharing. It was incredible seeing all of the different ways that God was at work and the chance that we had to see that kind of each day. But I want to kind of echo what Alicia was saying, that one of the ways that us as leaders saw God at work was through you guys as students, through your compassion, through your ability to talk to everybody who you met and get to know their stories, through the work that you guys did, the energy you guys put in, but also just through the interactions with each other and the way that you supported each other throughout the trip. And so I just want to affirm in you that we saw God at work through you like every single day, and we would talk about it in the evenings and on the way back and since then, just the incredible ways that we've seen God at work through you guys. And I also want to kind of share a sentiment from all of us. I think we would all agree that one of the ways that we saw God at work was through all of you guys, through your support for us as a team, through prayer, through finances, being able to ask questions since they've gotten back. And so I want to say a thank you from us as a team to you guys for all the support that you've given us. And the chance that we got to see God at work in so many deep and powerful ways is because of your support, because of your help. So I want to thank you as well. But yeah, let's just give a big hand for people in the congregation and for our team. Thank you. We are going to dismiss our kids in a moment, but I would love to say a word of prayer as our kids in Saga, Spin, and Junction head out to their classes. Dear God, we thank you so much just for the incredible ways that we've seen you at work. God, I pray that we would continue to see you at work, and I pray that today as we head off to our classes that you would speak through our teachers, speak through each other, speak through the conversations and the Bible study that we're having. God, that we would be able to see you more clearly today. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, Saga, Spin, Junction, you guys can head out to your classes.